The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 2nd, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also available on all popular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the icon of podcasting and also was the PhD of the Waffle House. And I'm giving him a promotion only because we're going to talk about this. And I know it's not an Easter egg. I don't think it is, but they're going to be temporarily the PhD of the Steak and Shake because they're my new heroes in town.
Oh. Okay.
Heroes, big time heroes. I actually saw sitting here waiting on you to finish with Roddy with your podcast.
Yeah.
I watched the national news and it was on Steak and Shake, which I have been working on for 4 weeks to go do a video, which I'll talk about in a minute. What are your podcasts since I mentioned that word?
It's a Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy, Dayfire Podcast with the owner and founder, before he sold it, of Rock Creek, Dawson Wheeler. I have one about veterans and four veterans, Oath and Pledge with four veteran friends of mine. I'm not a veteran. They are. I have Of, By, and For the People with Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham. One's an attorney, one's an educator. And then I have 18 to 80 podcasts. It's shorter 20 to 30 minute episodes about anti-aging, things that we can do from our food to our vitamins to biohacks to sleep to relationships. Then I have 5 to 9, which is 2 to 5 minute audios around business and coaching, which your guy Scott listens to all the time. It's it gets a lot of play through for business folks. And I think that is all. And then during the break, that's the one that's got the most episodes. And I have people that I like and care about on there. And I've got a big announcement coming up about that one too. Next week, I'm going to be doing something that's never been done in Chattanooga in the podcast world. So I'm looking forward to that.
You kind of gave me a tiny bird's eye view into
it's
it.
It's a fundraising event. Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a lot of cool names on
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the whole idea is going to be very innovative.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, to me, podcasting can be a waste of your time or it can be a true education into areas that you would not know if you don't hear people who are really on top of their game. And you're excellent at pulling the good information out in a venue of entertainment.
Well, thank you.
I think it's important for people to pick a podcast and listen regularly.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out with a group of people who are, you know, a lot smarter than you are in certain areas, and you get to glean from their information.
We missed a podcast this week with Of, By, and For the People. We're going to make up for it Friday, tomorrow maybe. But we got text from, we got messages from an attorney in Florida like, hey, I use your workout. I mean, I use your podcast to work out.
Oh.
And I don't have it this week. Are we, is everything okay? And they're like,
That's cool.
Yes, it's very cool. So there we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, I go back to the Steak and Shake. Why did I mention that? Because they are, to my knowledge, the only restaurant chain who is going to start using tallow, which is my number one favorite fat for cooking in their French fries. Why are they doing that? And it was so odd because I contacted them when I first heard about that 6 weeks ago for me to go into the restaurant and do a video. Well, it's not going to be available until about right now. When you hear this, it supposedly will be available at their restaurant because we do this just a couple of days before it actually plays. And I listened to the news media sitting here, like I said, right before coming in, and the president of Steak and Shake said his owner was from Belgium, and he said he remembers the first time he ever had French fries in his country and said it was so unbelievable tasting. And when he came here, he said they weren't the same, and he realized that it was because of the fat. And then he also started learning about what I preach, which is seed oils are destroying this country, causing aches and pains, causing plaque, causing heart disease. And we used to think it was all sugar. It's not. It's because the sugar and the seed oils were combined. It's what was really killing us, not as much the sugar as it was the seed oil. Canola, safflower, Crisco, all of the vegetable oils.
Is peanut oil bad for you, or is it good?
Peanut oil is still a seed oil.
Okay, because, okay.
It's not legally a seed, but it is still causing the problems.
Okay.
And what I found interesting with the interview of this president of Steak and Shake was he said the owner wanted to go back and do French fries like his country did it, but could never find a tallow that did not have foaming agents, chemicals, preservatives. And I thought, what am I listening to? I'm listening to a company that is pretty much what you would call fast food, junk food, McDonald's level, and they are concerned about chemicals in the fat that they are using. I'm thinking, I'm just so thankful to have lived long enough to see this turn that is starting to happen, because I can tell you right now what they're using, every cardiologist will be turning over and grimacing every time they hear this word, because they think that seed oils are totally healthy. They're not. And we also, they think that saturated fats are killing all of us. It is not. I just did a huge video on YouTube that talked about, is our fat dangerous to our heart? Do you need to listen to me? You don't need to at all. I've had 46 years of very, very deep diving into the connections of our food and our nutrients to our health. And I just wake up every day wanting to share what I feel is the truth. Has my truth changed over the years? Yes, it has, because I am not dogmatic. And if something research-wise comes out that shifts me, I'm willing to say, you know what? I was wrong during the 90s and year 2000. And now I'm going to say that, yes, I was wrong. But now this is the new information. So I'm excited about tallow and Steak and Shake. And you can look for my video on Instagram and or YouTube on that.
Real quick, I Googled something. Now, I don't know if this is true, so everybody can go do your own research. Other restaurants that use tallow.
Mm-hmm.
So Buffalo Wild Wings.
No.
For their wings. Smash Burger, Steak and Shake, and Popeyes.
Popeyes uses tallow?
Uses beef tallow to fry their products. That's what this says. This is according to, where's the article? I'll pull it up right here. I've got to find it because there's an article.
That
right
is that just gives me cold chills.
If it does, I'll send you an article.
I will make sure of the Popeyes, because when I looked at Popeyes, I looked their menu inside and out, because I actually did a video outside their restaurant telling people how bad it was.
Well, I'm looking it up right here.
And hey, listen, there's still plenty of bad over there now.
Don't
think it's a health food restaurant.
No.
But at least there's some slight change, and at least you can eat French fries and not be killed by the seed oils.
You want to hear this? I'm on their website.
Oh,
you want me to read
Popeyes?
It? Yep. Our kitchens and food handling procedures are designed to ensure safety and health. Although we carefully separate ingredients to avoid potential traces of allergens, we cannot guarantee it. Some of our products may contain traces of nuts or peanuts. All fried products are prepared in the same fryer. Beef tallow is used for frying our products.
So even they're using beef tallow for even the chicken?
I don't know. That's what it says right here.
Well, I'm going to research on that. Let's be a detective.
I thought that was pretty cool. Real time, we're trying to come up with information now.
Our R&D department is on it.
Good luck with that. Never mind.
Hey, since we're talking about food and restaurants, you know, if you hear me, I am, you know, I'm the guy who eats out a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, just say that. And I always like to try to offer different alternatives. I know a few months ago, maybe a couple years ago, I talked about Bud's on Brainerd Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been in business two years longer than I have. I've been in business 46 years, and I think their sign says 48 or 49, mm-hmm. something like that.
So they started in 77?
Yeah, 77. I think that is.
Wow.
And I was 79. So, yeah. So I took a picture of their lunch special when I was there last week, and here's what they offer. It's a meat inside for $8.99. You can get a New York strip, grouper, grilled chicken breast, or hamburger steak with onion gravy. Darn good hamburger steak.
That's the one.
But
right
here's
there.
The deal. Here's the vegetables. The squash casserole, delicious, seasoned baked potato. Don't eat those because they have oxalates. For me, I think they're going to cause aches and pains in people. Sauteed mushrooms, One of the best green beans in town.
Yeah. Some green beans are fantastic.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah. So you've had them.
I go there quite a bit. Yeah.
And, you know, they get them from the Amish when they're in season. Now, I'm sure in the winter they're not. But and then a side salad. Now, on their side salads, I do with every salad, which is bring my own olive oil.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Of course. Duh. You don't, Clint?
No.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't carry Thousand Island in my purse.
Thousand Island is seed oils.
Yes.
Dummy.
Beautiful.
Okay. And then fresh sliced tomatoes. They are choosy about their tomatoes, yep. So they are better than average. And then their coleslaw cannot be beat because it's not mayonnaise-y.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise-y. That's a real word, I think.
Mayonnaise-y.
I
had an aunt named that. Mayonnaise-y. My aunt Mayonnaise-y over here. She had a bad temper, but keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
And cottage cheese. I love to get my protein from cottage cheese. Again, that's where I choose. Everything I go to and eat is, number one, where's my protein coming from? Where's the clean protein? And then secondly, where's my clean fat? And then thirdly, okay, let me throw some carbs in there because we need some carbs. Yeah. We just need cleaner carbs. So I encourage you to go to Bud's. They do not have these at night. They only have them from about 11 to 3.
I will say, prior to them moving over to their, I still go to their new location. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
But there were some really good nights at Bud's. Back in there at the other end of Brainerd Road. Those were other kind of nights.
Clint has this little smirk on his face.
Yeah.
That, like, there's a lot of stories behind what he just said.
You know, there was Governor's and Rocking Country Club. There was those other places. Sports Page, Yesterday's, Sandbar down off Amnicola.
I was a police officer, and I remember getting accidentally sprayed right in the eyeballs from my partner with his mace when we were fighting a guy named Grant, Larry Grant or something. And he missed Grant and hit me right in the eyes. It was an interesting night. Yeah.
Yeah, good. So what did you do? Did you still just grab a hold of somebody and throw them down? Or
I just start crying like a baby.
as I would, probably same thing.
All right. Well, that went pretty fast. I have a lot more to talk about, which we will be getting to in the next segment. So next segment, we'll be talking interesting about amputations. Mm-hmm. Again, I mentioned, I know my daughter and I see a lot of that when we drive past the community kitchen. So I want to talk about amputations and what can people do to actually prevent those. Well, it is time to take that break. So when we come back, I've got that plus a lot more information coming down the pike. As we continue, for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. It's been seven good long years, and I've enjoyed it every time. And, you know, the Vascular Institute is one of our very few, because I don't want any many sponsors for this show, because really it's a free rolling and we don't really need sponsors. But I love the Vascular Institute, and they'd help us to reach a different level because of their substantial support for Vital Health Radio. And we talk about artery disease, because that is their forte, that's their specialty, that's their skill set. And today we've got Jamie Moses, nurse practitioner for vascular, with us here on Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a subject that's not really talked about really on many health platforms at best. And it could be a boring topic, but it's actually not, because we are very good podcasters and we really make the show work, like Clint and I know we do. But the thing is, I want to talk about artery health from a standpoint of something that I really kind of question sometimes, because, you know, for decades I see people who are amputated, and I sometimes always wonder what happened and could that have been prevented. Can we talk about amputation?
Oh yeah. You know, amputations could be avoided if people just have their doctors send them in sooner to our clinic, or you can even do a self-referral. We don't have to have a doctor's referral to come here. You know, people that have peripheral artery disease have issues that affect the blood flow to the legs and the feet due to the narrowed arteries. And we can actually go in and do ultrasounds. You come to the office, we do ultrasounds of your legs to evaluate for that arterial disease. If we see you have some arterial disease, we can actually schedule you typically at our office. We have a surgery suite. We can have you go in with one of our doctors to help open those areas back up.
And I know the answer to this question. We know that probably 95% of those people, it was really bad lifestyle habits, and sometimes genetics certainly plays a role, but a lot of times it's the blood sugar issues and it's the terrible health. But even saying that, and I hate to even say this word, but because you guys and girls are so talented, you can, if a person is unwilling to choose better foods and not do the right things and not exercise and not control blood sugar and not take vitamin D and all the things I believe in, if they don't, you still can offer them a lot of assistance. It won't last the whole life because it'll ruin again. But the fact that you can do this surgery can instantaneously offer new blood flow, can it?
Absolutely, it sure can. You know, and smoking, like you said, diabetes, those are two big things in the South that people deal with. And, you know, whether or not you're going to follow our recommendations, we're still going to help you. We're still going to help improve that blood flow. And by improving the blood flow, we can reduce that risk of amputations. You know, a lot of times people, their legs will feel better and they can walk, and that's what we encourage, along with the healthy habits like you were talking about.
Well, you know, feeling better sometimes can give people the opportunity to do better, because when you're feeling terrible every day, every morning, every night, it'd be hard to exercise and to choose better foods and all of that. You know, my daughter and I, we eat at Southern Star probably 3 or 4 days a week downtown. And one reason we do that is kind of home cooking, and nothing ever bothers me there because they're not using things that would tear me up or give me gas or cause my stomach to hurt. And a lot of restaurants are not as picky as they are about their ingredients. But on the way back, every time we eat there, we go down the same street, and it's where the homeless food kitchen is. or the community kitchen. And every single day I see so many people with at least one limb gone. And that's actually what made me think of this, because just yesterday, her and I, we drove back and, you know, they're trying to struggle to get across the street in those wheelchairs. And it's, you know, it's quite obvious they've had a life of struggle and a life of poor choosing of foods, too, because we are in a country that's corrupt and we have a food system that is producing foods for pennies that will kill you, but it's very inexpensive. And then you offer, you know, once you get a taste buds for really bad food, you don't really want good food because it is an addictive quality to have a lot of refined carbohydrates in bad foods. So that is just my take on my rant, I guess.
I want to jump in with a quick question for you, if you don't mind. So you brought up diabetes and some heart issues, and we've talked a little bit about lifestyle, but if I'm somebody out there listening, and we say this quite often when you guys and girls come on from the Vascular Institute, and it's okay because we always have new listeners, and somebody who didn't need this information 6 months ago, it may mean more to them now because they're going through something. Those early symptoms, because a lot of times when we talk with you, it is the end stage, right? That you, people are coming to you when they need immediate help. What are some of the early symptoms, though? What should I be looking for if I'm pre-diabetic, or I may start having some issues? I don't know if it's a doctor thing yet or not. What are the things I should be aware of so I don't get to that final stage?
So, you know, we encourage people to walk, but with walking, people can have cramping in their legs or their thighs or even their hips. And so they'll try to keep walking, but then they start realizing they have to stop and they have to rest and recover. And, you know, they might tell their doctors, hey, I can't walk like I used to. I have to stop. And doctors, you know, just because they're overwhelmed and busy with everything else, they might just brush that off as, no, there's nothing wrong. You just need to walk more. But patients need to know that that is a symptom of having artery disease in the leg. And they can call us and we will get them in. Typically within 1 to 3 days, we can get you in to see one of our providers here.
Well, I'm a patient, so I've been there a couple of times, and I say this all the time when Dr. Lasar comes on my personal podcast. It's the reason I like what you and your teams are doing is the fact that you don't want people to live in fear for 3 months, right? Yeah, I've got a problem. No. I'm worried. I call somebody and they're like, oh, he can get you in 60 days, 90 days, 4 months. Well, that's a long time to live in fear. So the way that you, the business that y'all have built, allows me to not live in fear as long. That's good patient care. The patient care starts before I'm actually technically a patient, and I love that. I think it's the way business should be done. It's the way medical care should be done. Can I pivot real quick and ask a different question? If you're okay with it. There's something that we always talk about, the artery part of this. So it's a two-part question. First of all, it's more back to the symptoms. You can address this as you want. And then I want to talk about the veins. You guys do stuff with veins, too. So here's my question, though. Is one of the symptoms the discoloration of skin, or is that a symptom of something different I'm thinking of? Because I've seen that in myself. It comes and goes. And I've seen in other people where the skin's discolored. Is that something we should worry about, or is it just one of those things that might be and might not?
So that's what we typically see with chronic venous insufficiency or vein disease. And we are an accredited vein clinic here in town. One of our providers worked really hard with Dr. Harris, who's great at veins, as well as all of our doctors are, of course. But they work to develop protocols for people who have vein disease. And so we have a scoring system looking at someone's legs. We can see you've got some discoloration. We call it hemosiderin staining. It's where the blood is just kind of pooling in the lower legs because the valves and the veins just aren't working like they need to push that blood back up.
Well, that's interesting. As you know, you don't see very, very few older people, and I guess the word older would be, in my world, maybe 50 plus, that doesn't have a little bit of that, maybe around the ankles or someplace else. Mm-hmm. I've had the same amount for probably 25 years that has not changed one single bit. So I feel pretty good with that now. You say yours comes and goes, Clint?
Yeah. Mine will come and go because I've got, you know, one of the reasons I came to y'all is because I was having some symptoms, and Dr. Lasar was in one day, and he goes, you need to get in here. And it, I ended up looking, you know, y'all did the test, and I ended up being okay. So mine's apparently just bad genetics and a bad hip that I need to get fixed. One of the things that I was looking at, and I'm trying to go back down through here because we, you know, we're really good. We get these lists. When they come in, oh, I know what I was going to ask. Can you walk people through the process? In other words, you said you can get them in a couple of days. What does that process look like? Because is that a phone call? Is that an email? And what do they need to be prepared for?
So let's say you called us and wanted to get in. You're having an issue. Mm-hmm. It would go to our people that but make an appointment for you. Mm-hmm. Then our triage nurse will call and kind of go over your medicines, your history. We'll typically ask you to arrive 15 minutes early just so we can make sure to keep your time here short, because we know that your time is valuable.
Right.
I mean, we could have you stay here for 2 and 3 hours, but that's not nice.
Right.
I mean, you have a life. You need to get done with things. So we have made it where we know what we ask you to bring. We know we want to have your medicines available. You know, if you have an insurance card, bring that. Once you come into our office, you check in with the front desk with the ladies out there. They're wonderful. Mm-hmm. They get you checked in, and then our triage nurse will come and get you. They triage you, go through anything that you may not have had available at the present time. Mm-hmm. And then they get ready for us to come in, the providers.
Right.
And when we come in, we just sit down and talk to you. You know, we gather your medical history, figure out what's important to you, you know, what kind of education you need. Sometimes mm-hmm. people need education. I think a lot of providers just ignore that part, and educating you is probably the biggest thing that we can do for you.
Well, that's
along with helping.
Yeah,
and I was just issues you have.
Right, and that's the biggest thing, right? If I've got a problem, if you can fix it, great. But even if you tell me what I should be doing, and even if there's a procedure that has to repair me, there is a life after that, and teaching me what I can do to prevent that in the future and to make my quality of life better, that's the part that I think a lot of people miss. It's not just about what not to do. It's about what I can do, what can I control, because as a patient, we get scared sometimes because everything's out of our control. And we live, and I've learned this through Dr. Lasar, we kind of live in this little beltway of bad food and diabetes and heart problems and being overweight. So with that being said, how many offices and locations do y'all have now? Because it seems like y'all are popping one up to serve as much of this region as possible.
Well, we have several. We have our main one on Lifestyle Way, which is located in Chattanooga. We have a satellite office in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. We have our satellite office in Georgia. We have another satellite office in Jasper, and then our newest location is in Hickson to service the Hickson, Saudi Daisy, the people coming from, you know, Spring City, Dayton, so they don't have as far to drive.
Yeah, I knew y'all were putting a new one up, so I'm glad Hickson's getting served now. So,
well, last question, and I'm going to let you go. I know Clint brought this up about, you know, treatment of veins. Do you treat personalities that are like a vain personality, like V-A-I-N?
He's trying to make a dig at me. That's uncalled for.
I don't understand.
In other words, can you help people with personality disorders? He's trying to get you to be
really,
a therapist.
You know, the definition of vain that I'm talking about is conceited, prideful.
Arrogant,
No, I mean, sometimes I feel like you're a psychiatrist, but no, we don't do that.
You don't do that.
Go see the psychiatrist.
She was all locked in to talk about important stuff, and now you got to try to help Clint. That's not fair to this poor lady.
Well, maybe Dr. Lasar or Tracy can come up with a referral that we could help Clint with his vainness.
Maybe.
Yes.
What's the website people can find out more and go and schedule an appointment?
Well, it's the Vascular website. And you're asking me a question I don't know.
Well, let me help you out. You know why? Because I think it's right here. I think it's vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com, because I, too.
You are good, Clint.
I can hear you with your cheat sheet, but my cheat sheet has not been used near as much as yours. You've dug into yours today.
There you go.
I've got it all laid out. I mean, because, you know, I don't want to forget anything important. But the thing is that, you know, if you have a symptom and you feel like there is something wrong, get it checked out.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. You covered it extremely well. Yep. You did fantastic, Jamie, and I appreciate you taking your time on a busy afternoon to join us at Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. It is time to take
all right,
a break.
Take care.
Yes, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering a long laundry list of different empowering points that I've learned the past week, which I do all my research every single morning. And so we have all that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Got a lot of things I want to discuss, because I am a very smart person and I have lots of knowledge. Any comment from that?
No.
No. Okay. I got an update. Clinic update. Nutrition World's clinic update. What does that mean?
Hey, real quick, Ed.
Yes?
What does that mean, dude?
Thank you for asking. I was hoping someone would.
Yeah.
It means that Chattanooga is going to have a new evolution of healthcare. What does that mean? That means,
hey Ed, yeah. What does that mean?
Thank you, Clint, for asking.
No worries, bud.
Because I needed somebody to ask.
I'm here for you.
You're my wingman.
So what is this thing with the nutrition clinic thing, this health clinic?
It
what
says
is that?
Nutrition. Don't be stuttering now.
Okay.
Yes, you're a podcaster. You can't stutter like that.
I'm trying.
Okay. It is a dream of mine to be able to offer a combination of traditional and integrative medical care. And so Marlene, and who owns Be Well Labs, and Ed Jones, who owns Nutrition World, are going to partner one half block down the road from Nutrition World, and it will be Nutrition World Wellness Clinic. We're going to have a physician's assistant in that I have talked to several times. I'm very impressed with his knowledge, and he's going to be open-minded. He's going to be like, you walk in, if you needed a drug, he will be saying, this drug, here's the risk, here's the benefit. And also, if you take this drug, it's going to deplete these nutrients, and I suggest that you balance those nutrients with nutrients. And then secondly, in things like if you were on an antibiotic, well, we know that probiotics don't work on antibiotics because the antibiotic kills it. But guess what, patient? We also know that spore probiotics lives through the transit with antibiotics, so it will further protect you during the antibiotic usage. Just common sense from people who have studied and have a toolbox bigger than the people you are going to, because it is a system that is not been used to combining those two toolboxes. Nutrition World is going to combine those two toolboxes. And also, Marlene and her forte is walk-in blood testing, and also will be adding a very diverse IV solutions for patients. I was in Vegas recently, and I saw an IV solution business. They had them for pregnancy. They had them for, of course, hangover after the flu. They had them for fitness, anti-aging. You can pretty much choose anything, and there's nothing more potent than putting these directly into your artery than a bag of this going for about 45 minutes. It is life-changing, especially when you've been sick, you're depleted, you feel awful. Half the reason people go to emergency rooms is because of the dehydration, because they can't take fluids.
Yep.
They're either throwing up or pooping it out. And once you get a bag, hey, it turns the corner many, many times. We estimated opening will be about August 1st. And we'll have some concierge medicine and also a walk-in part to that plan. So wait and see, because it's exciting, exciting, exciting. And my new, as I always have said, I'm the self-chosen guinea pig of Chattanooga as far as anything wild and crazy and weird, and also things that are make a lot of sense that may be a little more traditional. So what have I done this time?
Hey, Ed.
Yes.
What have you done this time?
Man, I'm glad you asked that. I was just waiting for somebody to ask that question.
Yep.
It is, well, first of all, let me go back. I have a laptop computer sitting in my house where I have I won't say it's a book, but I would say it would have become a booklet that I wrote way before I got divorced. And I got divorced 11 years and 2 months and 7 days and 4 hours ago. And so it's been a long time. And this booklet was all about my ideas about if we can keep spiking of blood sugar from happening, we will, one, not gain weight as often. We will lose weight easier, and we will live longer because it won't damage all the capillaries and systems within the body. No one was really speaking of that during the time when I wrote this booklet. And it was difficult because the finger prick method is not very user friendly. You can't finger prick your glucose morning at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It just doesn't. It's not usable.
Right.
So these new technology I love, which is the continuous glucose monitor. Well, I've got one stuck on the side of my arm, and they're completely painless. I was getting ready to cry like a baby when Adam stuck it on me yesterday. They are prescriptions.
Did you work out with it this morning?
I did.
No problems?
No problem until my shirt got hung on it, and I do need to put a plastic Band-Aid on top so that the shirts don't catch it. That's the only thing. It lasts me 14 days per application, but what it has already shown me and what it's shown many of my clients, I've got about 10 clients that I have put on it, is the trigger foods. What foods are actually your enemy as far as spiking? Well, so far I've not found any, and I did test my tequila drink last night. I drank one and a half drinks before I ate a bite of food, and my blood sugar went up 3 points. So
is it the normal range, your blood sugar? Is it in the good range?
It's in a very good range.
Okay.
The key is how much does it go up on trigger foods or on stress? I haven't had a stressful moment. I've only had this thing 24 hours, so we'll see about that. But I'm going to be able to fine tune my choices of food, because even too much protein can elevate blood sugar.
Yeah. You know, the thing I've taken away most from this talk you gave about the glucose 24-hour monitor, whatever, continuous, is that you've not had a stressful moment in 24 hours. That's probably the biggest takeaway. For most people listening, we all go, that's cool. That's neat. I'd want to do it. What? What? You've lived 24 hours on the planet we live in nowadays and not had a stressful moment?
I've never thought about that. And you know,
good for you, man.
I am very appreciative of the fact that I could honestly say that. Now, what that it may do is curse me, but so far I've had... Actually, I put it in at 3 o'clock yesterday, and it's 2:57 right now.
So it's been 24 hours.
23 hours and 57 minutes.
You did really good. I've never seen you work that hard.
Wow.
Good job, man.
And that's after a ketamine day.
I was going to say, Ed.
Thank you, cheerleader.
You're welcome.
Hey, we got a contest coming up. You think you have... Well, first off, you know, I like to start something and just completely ignore what I just said and go back and then kind of repeat it to bore people. I've done videos on the relationship between Clint and his eyeballs.
You're not the wordsmith right now, sir. You might want to...
The wordsmith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shakespeare safe.
Don't call me Kamala. Yeah. Word salad.
I ain't calling you Shakespeare either, but keep going.
So I have done many videos on the relationship between hand grip strength and longevity. The weaker we are, the probable sooner we will die. It just is a fact of life. It is more important than stop smoking. That says a lot. And that's the studies have pretty much confirmed the fact that if you can maintain strength as we age, because you're losing about 2% per year if you don't do something. So Mr. Clint Powell brought me in this hand gripper about a week to 10 days ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. We
can't 2 weeks ago. And it measures in exact pounds how strong your grip is. Well, I was very intrigued because I've been involved with grippers, but they were not the ones that measured. They were ones you just say they closed them or you didn't close them.
Yep.
Well, this thing is like down to the very, you know, very accurate. And so we are going to create a contest. And this contest is that if you can beat Scott, the gripper king at this point at Nutrition World, he has a very strong grip, and he does. He looks husky. Looks like he's a strong fella, but not to the level you would think, because you wouldn't want him to grab you. I'll tell you that.
No.
Now, so if you can beat Scott's number, which is 150, and all you got to do is come in the store.
Now, I think he was 154.
Well, we're going to say it's 150.
Oh, okay,
make it
okay. Yeah,
if you beat 150, then you're going to get a container of creatine-free, which, of course, helps.
And real quick, too, just so everybody knows, if you come in and you don't beat Scott and you're in your 50s or 60s, these things, because I've got the little chart, these things also are by age.
Hey, you know what? So, I'm going to change the rule right now since you said that.
Oh, wow.
If you are under 60, you have to beat Scott. No, if you're under 50, you have to beat Scott.
Yeah.
If you're over 50, you have to beat me.
Oh, okay.
And what was my number?
I can't remember.
115.
Yeah, okay.
So 115. And it's going to get better.
Yeah, mine's gotten better. I'm 57. Mine's gotten a couple points better in the last 2 weeks of me doing my little workout.
Because I have not worked it, and I can get sore in my hands if I do too much. So we're going to make it 115 if you're over 50. And then if you're under 50, you have to beat Scott, which is 150. And you get a free can of creatine, and we got to get a video of you talking about it at that point in time.
Yeah.
So that's the contest that is starting as of this moment. And you are not in the contest because...
I would get creatine.
No, you're not going to beat Scott.
No, but I'm over 50. I'd beat you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, not for long.
I'm
because
saying.
The boy's going to come on with it now. Yes.
Look at him. He's got mad. He's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I got a little overturn there. I'm trying to backtrack on my offer now.
Yeah, because I know what mine is.
It's like people who have contests. The people who are employed in the contest can't be in the contest.
No, I get it. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. Okay. You guys are the ones that worked there, not me.
I did a video on Instagram that went pretty crazy. I was surprised. It was talking about a hotel room that I rented. Not rented. You rent hotel rooms? Not really.
What the? Yeah, I bet you can, but that's not the accurate word. That's a different part of town, man.
My word salad is really doing well today.
You stayed at
the Bellagio.
You visited.
visited at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. I hadn't been there since way before COVID. I love Vegas for a short period, then I don't love Vegas. I love to come home after Vegas. But
right.
I did do pretty well at the crap table and ate pretty well and did loosen my standards and lost 2 pounds. I am thankful for my fast metabolism, where people like Clint would be the opposite.
Yeah, thanks for throwing that in there. I was going to say something relevant and nice, but you keep doing your thing. I was going to say a lot of times your body responds. I mean, I think it's good to shake up your stuff every now and then.
I do too.
So I think your body responds, whether it's kind of good or bad, as long as it's not for a week, but like just a day or two, your body's like, wait a minute, and it can respond differently.
I totally agree. Now, what my whole point before I got interrupted was that they have this floor of Bellagio and other hotels too that are called a well floor. And what it is everything is to a level of cleanliness and also non-chemical setups. All my sheets were organic cotton.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the smirk going on. And the water filter on the shower, which are great, and you never see these. I've never seen one anywhere, is filtering all the chlorine and all the volatile compounds and all the endocrine receptors that make us have man boobs and all the bad things. Okay. All is filtered out. Air filter that was amazing, that filtered the air to a level of extreme purity that I'm sure the next door neighbor, when I sprayed my cologne, which is, I only have two addictions, one of which is tequila and one of which is cologne. And so that's the only toxin on the
floor. Nothing like
a
drunk guy that smells great. Thanks. A drunk dude with Axe body spray everywhere. But go ahead.
It is a good combination.
Sure.
Yeah, it could
you,
be worse.
Fantastic.
It could be worse.
By the way, what's that called again? The what floor?
The well floor.
In other words, all the other floors are called "we don't give a damn if you're healthy" floors.
Yeah, that's
exactly it. Pay extra. Is it extra fee?
No, it's zero extra
fee. How do you get that? You just request it?
I just saw it on the website, and I said click, and it was no more money.
That's crazy.
And why not? You know,
we're
exposed to chemicals all day long, and
I wonder
great.
If that's their intent, though, to go like this floor, then we'll do two, and eventually, let's say a 5-year plan is that they can kind of like what Steak and Shake's doing with the seed oils. They can come out and say our hotel has got this in place.
That's right.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah. Things are changing.
Yes,
no
they
doubt.
Are.
March 15th, we are going to have from 10 to 12 on Saturday, a gluten-free bread making. Now, this is a class that will be at our center at Nutrition World and taught by a lady who's amazingly passionate about how to make gluten-free bread that tastes delicious. It will. You have to go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up, because she's going to bring all the materials and all the cooking ware that you need. You just show up and she will teach you how to make wonderful homemade gluten-free bread. And I can tell you, I'm sure all of us know this, but more so people in kind of my field, those first 10 to 15 years of gluten-free was a tough 15 years. It was cardboard.
I mean, it tasted awful. I see what you're saying. Yes, it did.
And now they finally honed in on how to make it very good. And again, I want to throw out that we do have homemade cinnamon rolls that are my weakness at this point, and I've not tested.
You have those where?
They're in the freezer, and they're made by this lady who makes gluten-free pizza crust and a couple other sourdough biscuits in the freezer. And these, oh my gosh, these cinnamon rolls. Don't cook them as many minutes as she says and keep them gooey in the middle. I've never had any better, and I don't care.
Does it have icing on them?
They have it in the middle, all the cinnamon and gooey.
I've
never had anything any better as a whatever you want to call it.
Man, I gotta go get some of those. Holy mackerel.
Katie ate, I think she ate four the first time she cooked them, because one after another after another. And we'll see what that old continuous glucose monitor, if it starts screaming after a couple of those. So again, go back to March 15th under the events page on nutritionw.com. And lastly, one of my most popular videos is my visit to Walmart, where I went in and I went through and I picked up how can you, on a budget, pick the foods out for 5 straight days that meet the macros, which are the protein, fats, and carbs, and level of cleanliness that's important, not perfect, but good enough to really be proud of. And it has hit big time numbers. I don't know exactly, but it was one of the best videos we've done in a long time. So please go to YouTube or Instagram. There's segments to it, sections of it, or you can go just watch the whole video on YouTube. So I was excited. And actually, let me tell you, it was not easy for me, because I didn't go in there I didn't know what to choose. I went in there, okay, I'm going to first choose protein foods. Let me go look. Oh, did I have to look? have to go through package after package, and they all look good from the outside. But when I turn them over and I start reading ingredients and this and that, it took a while to do the protein. I thought, oh, heck, we're going to be here a bit, which I was.
Yeah.
Then we did the fats, and then we did the carbohydrates. Then we did the salads, and then we did the desserts. So they're all on YouTube under Nutrition World. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of words of wisdom, maybe one other health tip of the week's. So more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell. And I love this Stoic reading, as I do all the time. I enjoy reading them most days. But, you know, there's always those special ones that kind of hit you harder. Epictetus' most powerful line teaches us that it's not events that upset us, but what we think about those events that causes the distress. You know, it's really a kind of a... It's logical thinking, but we really don't connect on that many times. His insight reveals that our perception of an obstacle or a disadvantage or a trial, our subjective understanding, holds more power than the objective reality itself. Consider this. If you convince yourself that inadequate teachers are the reason you're not as smart as others, you'll struggle with learning throughout your life. While your teachers may indeed have been subpar, the limiting story you've chosen to believe is the real obstacle. Someone who reframes the same experience differently. You know what? I rose above my underperforming schools through my hunger for learning. Or my street smarts compensate for gaps in my formal education will achieve far more in life. As Epictetus said, sickness is an impediment to the body, but not to the will, unless the will wants to be impeded. Lameness is an impediment to the leg, but not to will. If you tell yourself this every time, you will find the impediment is something to do something else, but not to yourself. Remember, he spoke these words as someone with a crippled leg, which was sustained during his time as a slave, no less, and he refused to let his physical impairment define his identity. Rather than embracing a narrow, self-pitying narrative about being broken or deprived, his teachings consistently reflect a more empowering story. He had discovered his true strength, and no one could diminish his spirit, no matter what they did. This is the narrative we could and should embrace. Yes, we have problems, but we are not the problem. We have flaws, but we are not flawed. We may act foolishly at times, but that doesn't make us fools. We determine things, what things mean, and we choose what truly counts as an obstacle, and we have that power. Boy, that's a shift in thinking that really kind of has to sink deep in to change patterns, because we certainly are not built from that from early on.
Yeah, you know, I learned this, and that can be applied to so many things in life, because it's the shift in thinking, the paradigm, because I learned that when I went through my divorce. Mm-hmm. You start attaching emotions to things that don't need the emotions, and you have to learn to detach. And so when you said overcoming, when you look at something, and divorce is an example, but it could be a bankruptcy, it could be anything in life, it could be a habit. You start looking at it and you start saying, that's the reason I then insert bad habit, insert bad mindset, insert whatever it is, I do those things. Well, then I have no control. Mm. I'm at the mercy then of whatever I've given the control to me. Instead of pulling back going, okay, what are the things that are out of my control? And then what are the things that I need to attach some personal responsibility to? What are the things I can control? I can't control my leg. And it's deformed. I can't control. Mm-hmm. But I can control my mind around it. And that's a big deal. And once you learn that, it's not easy. Of course, it's not easy at all. But it starts going towards living the quality of life. You like living the best quality of life physically. Well, that's part of living the best life mentally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes total sense to me. And I know, like, Les Brown, the motivational speaker, Katie loves him to death. And
great.
And like he says, you know, complaining, that at least 80% of the people you complain to don't really care one single bit about your complaints or your problems. So one is, when we complain, we reinforce that same pattern.
You're talking to yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
You're the only one that listens and cares. Everybody else just has to hear it.
Does that really serve your needs? Well, no. One is, you keep reinforcing this paradigm of not embracing a better life by kind of locking yourself down, and then you get in a habit of it. And, you know, complaining can become a habit. There's no doubt. And you know people, and I do too, who big bulk of their conversation is really talking about the negative parts of their life.
It's a habit, and it's a blind spot for so many people. Mm-hmm. It's a blind spot because it becomes so natural.
Yeah.
It's their first reaction. And if you call them out on it, they fight back because they don't want to be the negative person in the room. I've been down this road. Mm-hmm. You got to stay self-aware on those kind of stuff, though, you know. And again, you hear yourself more than anybody else.
I will say that when I think about not complaining, it doesn't mean that you don't share concerns with people that are trustworthy souls. That's a different thing than complaining. We don't bottle everything up. We need a companion.
Complaining is different. I mean, complaining to me is different than confiding, though.
Yes, exactly.
I am confiding with someone that cares about me and that I care about, that there's an issue that I need to either I held accountable for, help me fix, is there a resolution, or just listen to let me know I'm not by myself. That's, confiding is different than complaining.
Absolutely. And I want to make that clear, because some people are like, okay, I'm never going to say anything negative to anybody. That's unhealthy also. So that's all things balance.
Yeah, but if you're going to be unhealthy,
balance.
Be the unhealthy that I don't have to hear it.
No,
I'm just kidding. That was bad. I was just trying to joke. Confide. Find people to confide in.
There you go. And many people don't have that anymore.
That's
we've
true.
Lost
no,
the,
that, being serious.
We've lost the community that we've had for so many centuries in this country.
Absolutely.
And one of it is, you know, the reasons of cell phones and all the disconnects. But we are getting better. There's always optimism. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.